Today's digest for June 30th, 2026. 10 stories today spanning Anthropic's push into government, the fast-moving world of agentic coding, a run of fresh security disclosures, and a privacy ruling from the Supreme Court. We'll get to a half-price Claude deal for California, a new open-weights coding model, a credential-stealing campaign, and more. Here's the rundown. First up, Anthropic is heading to Sacramento. Governor Gavin Newsom and Anthropic announced what they're calling a first-of-its-kind partnership that gives California state agencies and local governments access to Claude at half price, plus training and support. The goal is to help public employees draft documents and analyze information faster, building on an executive order Newsom signed in March to speed up AI adoption across government while keeping safety guardrails in place. Newsom was careful with the framing, saying AI should not replace the human work of government, but should help workers move faster and deliver better results. What makes the deal notable is the federal contrast. Earlier this year, the Pentagon went with OpenAI and labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk, barring it from some contractor work. Next, a new open model aimed squarely at agentic coding. A company called Deep Reinforce released Ornith 1.0, its first model under a permissive MIT license. It comes in four sizes, from a 9 billion parameter dense model up to a 397 billion parameter mixture of experts version, and it's built on top of the pre-trained Gemma 4 and QN 3.5 models. The headline feature is what the team calls self-scaffolding, meaning the model can manage long chains of tool calls on its own instead of leaning on an external harness to drive it. Deep Reinforce claims state-of-the-art results among open models of similar size on coding benchmarks. Simon Willison ran the 35 billion mixture of experts variant in LM Studio and came away impressed, using it to analyze a real code base and watching it work the agent loop across many tool calls smoothly at better than 100 tokens per second. Moving on to the business of vibe coding, Base 44, a Tel Aviv startup that lets people build apps just by describing them, has started rolling out its own AI model called Base 1. Wix bought Base 44 for $80 million last year when the company was only 6 months old, and now founder Maor Shlomo says owning the model end-to-end lets the team tune latency, cost, and efficiency in ways renting a frontier model can't. Base 1 was trained on data from tens of millions of real user sessions on the platform. The move is all about defensibility, the idea that in a crowded market you survive by controlling your data, your distribution, and your tech stack. The numbers show why the pressure is on. Base 44 hit $150 million in annual recurring revenue in May, up from $100 million just 2 months earlier, but rival Lovable is already reporting $500 million. Also today, a sharp pushback against a viral headline. The Wall Street Journal ran a story claiming China has matched Anthropic in cybersecurity, arguing that a new model from the Chinese lab Zhipu, called GLM 5.2, can find security bugs as well as Anthropic's best system. The writer Zvi Moshowitz calls that obvious nonsense. His point is that the headline confuses two very different abilities. GLM 5.2 can spot an individual vulnerability when you point it at the right slice of code. What sets Anthropic's model apart, he argues, is finding vulnerabilities on its own, at scale, without being told where to look, and then chaining unrelated weaknesses into a full working exploit. By his account, the leading models from OpenAI and others can't do that either. So framing this as the gap closing gets the story backwards. He reads GLM 5.2 as one impressive spike, not a trend. Next, a caution about how we talk about AI agents. MIT Technology Review argues that calling these tools your coworkers is more than a marketing quirk. It actually changes how people behave. The piece points to a study from Boston University professor Emma Wiles, who found that when the same AI output was labeled an agentic employee rather than software, people caught 18% fewer errors in it and were 44% more likely to push questionable work up to a manager instead of fixing it themselves. The concern is that the coworker framing quietly shifts responsibility away from the human, which gets risky as these systems move into healthcare, education, and government. Companies including Microsoft, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google are all shipping agent tools pitched as digital colleagues. And in one survey, nearly a third of managers said their firms already treat agents as employees, some even putting them on the org chart. Now to a security story close to home for anyone who codes with AI. Researchers at Wiz found a high severity flaw in Amazon's Q developer extension for VS Code, the company's AI coding assistant. The short version is that simply opening a booby-trapped repository could let an attacker run code on your machine and walk off with your cloud credentials. The root cause is that the extension would automatically load a configuration file for the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, from inside the project folder, without asking the user or checking whether the workspace was trusted. Amazon has since patched it in an updated release of its language server. The bigger lesson is that this is a whole class of bug. Researchers have flagged the same auto-execution pattern in other AI coding tools, including Claude Code and Windsurf, as the industry races to wire MCP into everything. Staying with security, there's an active campaign worth flagging. Attackers are exploiting a critical authentication bypass flaw in Simple Help, a remote monitoring tool that managed service providers and help desks used to reach customer machines. Researchers at Horizon 3 AI disclosed the bug in mid-June, and it's now being used in the wild to push a brand new piece of malware called Gin Stealer. The Stealer runs on Windows, macOS, and Linux, and it's built to vacuum up exactly the keys that hold modern development together. That means cloud credentials for AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, source control secrets like GitHub tokens and SSH keys, package registry tokens, and even save data from AI coding assistants. The U.S. Cybersecurity Agency has added the flaw to its known exploited list and told federal agencies to patch by early July. The takeaway for everyone else is the same. Patch now and assume stolen credentials outlive the breach. Also in security, a reminder that convenience features carry risk. Researchers at the CISPA Helmholtz Center in Germany disclosed 6 vulnerabilities across Apple's AirDrop and the QuickShare feature used by Google and Samsung. Because those file-sharing tools ship on so many products, the flaws touch an estimated 5 billion devices spanning macOS, iOS, Android, and Windows. 3 of the issues affect AirDrop and 3 affect QuickShare, ranging from a bug that can crash the sharing service to weaknesses that could let a nearby attacker slip past the handshake that's meant to protect a transfer. An attacker would need to be within Wi-Fi range, roughly 10 to 30 meters, but no pairing or account is required. The fixes are arriving unevenly. Apple has patched one of the AirDrop issues, Google has fixed the Windows side of QuickShare, and Samsung's review is still ongoing. Next, a breach with a side of Apple intrigue. A ransomware crew calling itself WorldLeaks dumped more than 200,000 files, around 630 gigabytes that it stole from Tata Electronics, one of Apple's key manufacturing partners in India. Buried in the hall are at least 6 files that map components in the upcoming iPhone 18 Pro to the specific suppliers that make them, down to chips on the main board and parts of the battery and cameras. There are even photos of prototype phones going through drop tests at a Tata plant earlier this year, showing a familiar slab-shaped handset with 3 rear cameras. Tata says it caught the intrusion, locked down access, and brought in outside forensics, and that production kept running. The bigger picture is that as Apple shifts more assembly to India, now on track to build roughly a quarter of the world's iPhones this year, its supply chain becomes a bigger target. And finally, a privacy ruling with real teeth. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court held that people have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their phone's location data, so police generally need a warrant before demanding geofence information from a company like Google. Geofence warrants work in reverse from a normal search. Instead of naming a suspect, police draw a box on a map and ask the company for everyone who was inside it during a window of time, which can sweep in huge numbers of innocent bystanders. The court stopped short of banning the practice outright, but it folded these requests under the Fourth Amendment and rejected the old idea that you give up your privacy just by using a service. The case now heads back to a lower court to decide whether the original warrant met the bar. As for where things are heading, Google has already started keeping location data on the device instead of on its own servers. That's the digest for June 30th, 2026. The through line today is hard to miss. AI keeps pushing deeper into government offices, into our code editors, and into the crosshairs of attackers, often all at the same time. As always, the smartest move is to stay curious and stay patched. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with another rundown.